In contrast, the Pockhaus method, this one then does both the acidity, the H plus part, and the sulfate part, and it will tell you then how your acid sulfate soil sits on the continuum from completely untouched soil through to nearly at the end of releasing all of the H pluses that it could potentially release. So for the sulfur trail, you're measuring the oxidizable sulfur, again a percentage of sulfur on a dry weight basis. The percentage of sulfur then is determined by carrying out a peroxide oxidizable sulfur percentage. And in this, we have got throughout this whole Pockhaus method the concept of ensuring that you extract from your soil using a an electrolyte solution, the soluble component. So in this case here, you're going to stir your soil sample with potassium chloride for a fixed amount of time, and in that extract you'll determine how much sulfur is present. You'll take another sample of the soil, you'll oxidize it with peroxide, hence the P. That will give you then the total amount of sulfur that can be released by that oxidation. And from the difference between the two, then you get the amount of oxidizable sulfur. So this one's talking about the amount of free sulfur, this is the total sulfur, and the